This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you." Now, what's interesting about these two verses is this. If you watch what I call health and wealth preaching, you will invariably hear these verses used with, if you will believe God for that new Lexus, if you will believe God for that new Cadillac, and you've got his faith is as small as a mustard seed, you will get it. And it's always used, get this, it's always used most of the time when I hear it for to get something. And if the context is right here, and I'm right in my interpretation of the context, Jesus was using this idea of faith as small as a mustard seed having to do with my faith and trusting in the Lord to forgive people. I think it'd be a lot easier for some people to believe for a Cadillac than it would be to believe to forgive somebody. It would be better for some people to believe that they are going to get a new Lexus, and I've got faith as small as a mustard seed that I'm going to get my new Lexus, than it would be to say, God will actually help me to forgive another person. But John Claypool, in one of his books, writes about an elderly man who's with his grandson, and they're at a lake fishing. Both of them have their fishing poles in the water. Typical conversation where both of them are looking at the water, but they're talking to each other. You know, when you're fishing, you're not necessarily looking at the person you're talking to. You're focusing on the fishing while you talk to somebody else. And that was the case between grandfather and grandson. And the grandson was asking his grandfather all kinds of childlike questions. You know, why is the sky blue? And why does water do this? And why does electricity do that? And so forth. And finally, in this childlike conversation, the grandson asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, does anybody ever see God? Does anybody ever see God?" And the grandfather replied, said, "Son, it's getting so I don't see anything else. It's getting to the place in my life where I don't see anything else." I don't know anything about that grandfather. I don't know anything about the grandson, but I can tell you this. If that grandfather said, "It's getting so I only see the Lord," that tells me he's probably a forgiving person. Because forgiving men are able to see the Lord in everyday experiences. Forgiving women are able to see the Lord in everyday experiences. And conversely, people who say, "I cannot forgive, I will not forgive, don't you ever expect me to forgive," are going to have trouble to seeing the Lord in any situation in life or death. Forgiven people see the Lord. Forgiving people see the Lord. Forgiving people experience the Lord. Forgiving people can experience the grace of God in a way that they've never experienced before. This message is not just about being a forgiver. It's realizing that we're repeat offenders, all of us. We're all in need of grace. And I'm so glad that God is showing and manifesting his spirit of forgiveness. When he tells me, if your brother sins against you 7 times and he comes and repents, you're to forgive him. What does that say to you about God's forgiveness? Anything you want to know about God's attitude toward forgiveness, just look at the cross of Jesus Christ. Because you see, the cross is the bottom line. It's the proof of everything. How do I know God loves me? The cross. How do I know God forgives me? The cross. How do I know that God wants to sustain me? The cross. How do I know that there's hope for me in eternity? The cross. The cross is the paycheck for everything. It's the collateral for everything. Anything positive in your life, the proof is the cross and everything that was accomplished.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.